Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The managing general agent space continues to garner a higher portion of insurance industry premiums, but a new AM Best report also includes a cautionary note about the increased use of delegated underwriting authority enterprises to place coverage. Here to explain a bit more about some of the trends driving the growth in this area are AM Best Senior Director Greg Williams and Associate Director Dawn Walker. And Greg, starting with you today, can you take us through the growth of the MGA market and what's driving that?
Sure, yeah. So we took a look at year-end 23 statutory statements in the U.S., and what we saw is that there is over $77 billion flowing through the DUA channel onto insurers' statutory income statements. So that was about an 8.6% increase over prior year, which again is a very healthy growth rate. The rate is a little bit down from the prior 2 years, but again, really good strong growth in the DUAE market. So when we think about some of the factors driving that growth, we think about the new entrants to the DUAE market. We think about the growing number of collaborations between carriers and DUAEs. We think about the continued impact of the top line growth in the surplus line sectors having on the DUA markets. Again, the DUA market plays heavily within that E&S marketplace. So again, they're supporting each other. The DUA model continues to fuel momentum in fronting, hybrid fronting, and startups. And again, all these factors combat the downward pressure from maybe a little softer pricing that's affecting the other commercial casualty lines. So all in all, good, robust strength in terms of growth. As we think about the future over the next 12 months or so, we do have a positive outlook assigned to the global DUA market. And some of the factors behind that is our expectation that growth will continue to be significant. We continue to see the surplus lines address the underserved and the emerging new risks. And we also see technology and talent really continue, and we expect that to continue to flow into the DUA market going forward.
Are you finding that there are some common characteristics among the segment's market leaders?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because we put together our methodology performance assessments on DUA for DUAEs a few years ago. And leading up to that methodology, we had a number of discussions with participants throughout the market. So whether they be the DUAs themselves, insurers, reinsurers, brokers, to get a general idea of what they thought would be best-in-class MGA. So based upon that input and based upon our evaluation and our thoughts about what a best-in-class MGA would look like, we developed a methodology. And there's really five factors, key factors that we take a look at. And we have seen the market leaders possess characteristics that resemble our methodology. So when we think about underwriting capabilities, that being one of the biggest factors within the methodology. So we think about those leading MGAs, do they have proprietary data or analytics that really creates a competitive advantage over some of the other MGAs? So I would point to that being one of them. If you think about governance and internal controls, you think about the alignment of interest. So best-in-class MGAs do have that alignment of interest throughout the value chain. Financial condition, do they have the stability and sources of income, diverse sources of income that might lead to better results? Organizational talent, again, is key. So when we take a look at what training programs the MGA has, the experience of maybe executive staff really plays heavily into whether that MGA turns out to be best in class. And then finally, depth and breadth of relationships. So does the MGA have a number of capacity providers? And let's say a capacity provider drops out, does the MGA have an alternative plan or maybe almost a bullpen that they can pull out to get additional capacity? So I think, again, aligning to our methodology and certain key areas, I think that's what we're seeing in best of class MGAs.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Don, are we seeing interest from investors or private equity, and how would you characterize that?
Yes, interest from investors and private equity firms in the delegated underwriting space has been notably strong over the past few years. The unique way that delegated underwriting authorities combine strong and consistent growth potential, innovation, operational efficiency, and with favorable market dynamics, there really are a key factor that characterize private equity or investor interest in the sector. DUAE, such as MGAs, are known to specialize in niche markets, and their ability to innovate and quickly adapt to changes in the demand in the market are seen as attractive markers for investors looking to invest in organizations that can achieve scalability and profitability. The DUAE sector has become very tech-focused, as MGAs and other DUAEs are leveraging technology to achieve operational efficiency. This is where I think there are synergies between private equity firms and DUAEs that strengthen the space. The DUAE sector has evolved so much over even just the last 5 years. And I think that there is greater involvement from the private equity world, but the DUAE space will continue to evolve. And so SPE firms are already showing their signs of like helping the sector to evolve through diversification, mergers and acquisitions, consolidation, and really overall expanding the market's reach. With this evolution comes enhanced risk, though. The DUAE sector is not as regulated as the greater insurance industry, and this added risk really needs to be diligently monitored. And, you know, we need to be cautious of the business that they write for carriers.
Now, the report notes that due diligence is key in forming these partnerships. Why is that?
Well, due diligence is going to help carriers determine a program's experience, their business objectives, its specific abilities, and ultimately its profitability. So vetting partnerships using a comprehensive due diligence process is going to protect all parties from underlying counterparty risk. Continuously implementing evolving best practices in an evolving high growth market is key. It's not only key, it's critical.
Thanks, Dawn. Greg?
Yep. Thanks, Sean.
You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.